This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A private school in Germany is coming under intense government scrutiny. Officials say the Saudi-funded King Fahd Academy near Bonn teaches radical Islamic ideas. Police suspect some associates of the school have ties with terrorist organizations. Several September 11th hijackers spent years in Germany, and German officials are determined to crack down early on potential terrorist cells. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
5-year-old Nora is curled up on her father's lap, singing a song in German.
Go to sleep. It's so wonderful.
God's love is so wonderful, she sings, so wonderfully big. This year, Nora goes to Catholic kindergarten in a suburb of Bonn. Next year, if Allah wills it, as her father Norman Ali Khalaf says, she'll start first grade at the nearby King Fahd Academy, where he teaches science. Khalaf was born in Germany to a German mother and a Palestinian father.
Here in Germany, I like that my daughter also learns good Arabic, and also that she learns her Islam in a good way.
The King Fahd Academy opened 8 years ago with a multi-million-dollar donation from its namesake, Saudi Arabia's monarch. About 500 first through 12th graders study there. Tuition covers only a small fraction of expenses. The school is still 90% Saudi-funded. Textbooks and teachings come from Saudi Arabia, too. And that is a big problem, says Jürgen Rotes, head of the Cologne-Bonn area government. He believes the King Fahd Academy teaches a radical, dangerous Islam.
In the books for elementary school, there is, for example, no mention of Israel. You simply can't find it. There are very strict rules that if the students don't follow, they're told they'll go to hell. So it's a very strict Islam that is preached there. And that is alarming, since there are pupils who want to stay in Germany in the long run.
The school is supposed to be restricted to children of diplomats or business people who are only in Germany for a few years. But Rotes says many families deliberately lie about their intentions in order to get in. Recently, a German television program took a hidden camera into the mosque connected with the school and came out with tape of an imam calling for jihad. Teacher Khaled insists the imam, who has been fired, was not encouraging holy war.
Jihad is a very big word. It means how can I live my life in a good way. And jihad is also a struggle, how I could get better in the struggle of life.
But the TV footage led to high-level diplomatic discussions between Germany and Saudi Arabia and the threat that the school might be closed down. Instead, a committee dominated by German school officials has been organized to investigate the academy, and German police are watching a dozen or so people they claim have possible terrorist ties and connections to the school. Mahmoud Al-Wahab sends both his children to the King Fahd Academy. He also freely admits he knows a man who has admitted links to Al-Qaeda. But Al-Wahab says that means nothing.
A whole city knows this man. He used to live where I live, and he visited the mosque where I was an imam. But that's no reason at all to bring me to the center of attention or call me a terrorist. You'd have to call the whole town terrorists.
Al-Wahab says the crackdown on King Fahd Academy is a populist ploy to look tough on terrorism. German officials are sensitive to the fact that several September 11th hijackers lived for years in Hamburg, but Bonn government leader Rotes says it's more complicated than that.
Wir wollen die Hand ausstrecken.
We want to reach out our hands to those who like to live here, who integrate into society and community and benefit from it. But we don't want to breed those who don't share the main values in Germany of nonviolence and tolerance.
In Germany, he says, there's no tolerance for intolerance. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.